Well, we came off turn four, and it was really hard to see off turn four, and he drove underneath me. And when he drove underneath me, I should have let him go, and I didn't. The caution came out. He pulled up next to me to tell me that he was upset at me. And then he went on, and I went to pull up next to him to acknowledge him, to say he was right. And I turned left, and he was turning left, and we just hung up. And when we hung up, off we went. It was I honestly don't know what happened. It was my fault, 100%. It was my fault. It's like once we got together, I couldn't get it off of him. I didn't mean to hit him. I meant to pull up to him and tell him he was right because he was upset at me for what happened off turn four, and I should have let him go because you can't see over there right now, and you don't need to be side by side. And you know, I don't blame him for being mad. I'd have been mad too.
What happened afterwards when you saw him walking towards you?
Well, like I said, I knew he was going to be mad, and I don't blame him for being mad. He didn't do anything that he shouldn't have done. He was upset, and he should have been upset. I wrecked him under caution. I didn't mean to wreck him, but I wrecked him under caution. And he meant to tell me he was upset, and that was okay. I don't have a bit of problem with what he did. He was mad, and he should have been mad.
Did you guys have any words in the medical center?
Well, I have a lot of respect for Jeff, and I think he has a lot of respect for me. We talked, and he's still upset. I don't blame him. He understands what happened more now, and it is what it is.